How's it going, friends? Throughout the month of November, we're talking about taking God's name in vain. And more importantly, the dangers behind getting in front of His will. And you know, the world has a funny way of creating its own belief system and then trying to make it God's word after the fact. However, as believers, we have to be cautious of getting in front of God's will for the sake of our own selfish and vain desires. When considering relationships, I've noticed that man has found a way to infuse a corporate business mindset into the life of a Christian. For example, in the business world, you bring certain talents together to create this mega business that reaps the continued success of its combined talents. The businesses or employees that don't meet your expectations are cut, and then they're replaced before they even have the time to mature in their position. When businesses are financially insolvent, they create ways to survive by laying people off or sometimes looking for someone else to purchase their debts and their problems through mergers or through acquisitions. When they found their way into success, the world spotlights them as a premier model of what being successful in business looks like. Now, we have somehow allowed this man-made model of success to replace the model of God-given success in life and even in relationships. We start on our own. Some look for another mate to bail them out of their financial problems. They replace the last one that didn't meet their vain expectations, hopefully moving towards what would be considered an ultimate merger in the form of a marriage. And that's when these two have combined their forces to gain face in the public eye, or specifically in the church, and somehow are later on looked at as the model Christian couple, living a life that is a ministry to others for God. My friends, that's not how ministry works, and that's not what it's about. The ministry of a couple starts with the ministry of an individual. The ministry of an individual comes from God. If you seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness first, Ephesians 4:11-13 says that He gives different gifts and callings for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, and for the edifying of the body of Christ. He ordains the path, the vision, and the expectations of your gifts and talents, not you. To live in the Spirit is to die in the flesh, and to take it upon yourself to claim God's calling without God's ordination is to take His name in vain. So be careful not to allow man-made practices to compel your relationship to what the flesh says is right versus what God already said is His will. If you really want your relationship to be a ministry to others, then simply focus your attention on what God has instructed you to do in living a righteous lifestyle for His glory. If you lift Him up before men, He will draw, and people will become inspired to live their lives as a reflection to the ministry of your relationship. If you'd like to read more about this topic and others, feel free to visit my online blog at frankiewilson.podbean.com. And until next time, friends, be blessed.